Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Let's begin. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. This is the sixth episode we've done so far, and the Hebrew 6 is the number of man. On the sixth day, God created man. He created man in his own image. Male and female, he created them. When Adam and Eve were created, they were created in perfect health. There was no sickness, no disease, no injuries, things like that yet. So that's what we're going to focus on today. We're going to get a little bit into our physical and mental health. On a previous episode, I mentioned God wanting you to live your best life possible. Well, that's kind of hard to do when that means part of your life has to deal with some type of unhealthy condition, whether it be mental or physical. God wants us healthy. It wasn't until Adam and Eve sinned and rebelled against God and got kicked out of the garden that death and sickness and unhealthiness came into the world. But from the beginning, that was not meant to be so. It would be ironic of me to call this the Guard Your Heart podcast and never talk about actually protecting your heart. Heart disease is the number one cause of death in America, and more than half of people who get heart disease are men. Being unhealthy, it affects us in many ways. It decreases our energy, it makes us more self-conscious, it adds stress to our lives. Stress can lead to anxiety, depression. Stress will put a strain on your heart. But it's more than just that. Being unhealthy makes things more difficult. We owe it to our bodies to learn to try to take better care of ourselves. Being unhealthy is actually a sign of a lack of discipline. God wants us to be disciplined in our lives. And that doesn't just include things that we see, do, how we act. It also includes what we eat and what we drink, what we consume. Yes, we're allowed to enjoy very delicious, rich foods and things like that, but we're never supposed to be overtaken with food. We're never supposed to be consumed with it. We should never let it rule our lives. God is against being gluttonous, and that type of overeating is always harmful for us in the long run. But it's not just overeating. I'm not just speaking to those who are obese or overweight. This is not a cosmetic thing. You can be skinny, you can be thin and small and still be unhealthy. It's about our diet. It's about exercising. Are we getting proper exercising in? Are we getting proper dieting in? And trust me, everything that I'm saying to you, I'm saying to myself as well. This is me looking in the mirror as I talk to you guys. I like my foods. I like my fried foods. I like sweets. And every day I am trying to limit what I consume and to drink more water, cut out pop and juice, and ultimately eat healthier options. You see, that's actually the trick right there. It's about doing things slowly and in moderation, taking your time, taking things one step at a time, instead of just completely going crazy and changing your diet or exercising as tough as possible immediately. You gradually build yourself up. You gradually make changes and improve yourself. And trust me, as long as you're doing the right things, they always come through in time. I try to get at least a gallon of water in every day. You know, hydration is also good for your skin. So I always try to talk about accountability. Let's remember to hold each other accountable and to encourage one another. I encourage all of you to take those steps for those who aren't. Take those steps, drink your water, and start making small changes here and there to your diet and getting some exercising. Going for a walk, just even a walk is good for you. And it's also good for your mind as well. It gives you a chance to clear your head, to get out of your head space, to just shake it up a little bit. And speaking of shaking it up a little bit, we do need to dive into for a little bit talking about our mental health. After all, you can have the healthiest body, and if your mind is broken, if your mind is hurt, you are still not exactly in a great position either, are you? You could be on top of the world, at least in everyone else's eyes, but inside you're suffering and you end up making a decision that you'll never be able to undo. Life can be really difficult sometimes, and I just mean basic responsibilities and obligations. It could be pressing and daunting. And beyond that, we have to look at other stress factors. We have to look at our friendships, our relationships. We have to ask ourselves, are these situations, are these things bringing more harm than good? Do I have peace? Because it's important to have peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He told us that he leaves his peace unto us. Peace not that the world gives, but peace that he gives, he leaves unto us. The Bible also teaches us that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. God has given us a sound mind. The Bible also says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So I say these scriptures, I say all this to you because it's really important for us to see just how God views us. The Bible is his word, and his word says all these things because this is how we are seen. This is what he thinks of us truly. This is what he is willing to do for us, and this is what he is willing to give us. So with all of that being said, how exactly does this relate to my mental health? How can I take what I am hearing, what I am reading, what the podcast guy is saying, and use it to improve my own mental health? The first thing we need to understand is that nothing we have to do means we have to do it alone. I encourage you to get help if you need it. Find someone to talk to. Everyone needs some type of counseling in one form or another at some point in their lives. Whether it's a prayer group, therapy, however you feel is best for you, go seek that help. We also have to be more positive. I know it sounds cliche and corny, but the way we think really helps determine how we act and how we will respond to certain things. You know, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if we have a negative attitude, it will in fact shape our reality. Our words are very powerful. And of course, remove those negative factors in your life. If it doesn't need to be there, then get rid of it. Pay more attention to what you watch. Pay more attention to what your ears are listening to and what you see. Pay more attention with who we're giving our times to. There's a freedom that comes with being around those who will give you the type of love and respect you need and will always be a positive influence. I'm not saying that you'll always get along with somebody, but I'm saying that they'll always be a positive in your life as opposed to a negative, as opposed to someone who's going to drain on you. Get rid of those type of people. I just want to thank you all for listening, and I just want to encourage you all again. Take care of yourselves mentally and physically. And of course, please like, share, support the podcast. Please remember to send me your prayer request so that I can pray for you. Remember, we're only stronger when we're together as Christians. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are a healer, Lord God. I thank you that you love us more than anything, Father, and your desires for us are that we just live the best life possible, and that we just live a clean, healthy life, Lord God, a life where we're not stressed, a life where even though we deal with things, even though things get hard, we stay calm and collected. We don't give in to despair and anxiety, but instead we rise above the situations, Father. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, that you are our God of peace, that you are the Prince of Peace, Father, and you will give us peace, Lord God. You will comfort us. I just pray, Lord God, that everyone who hears this, that they would become more and more disciplined in themselves, Father, in Jesus' name, that they would take care of their body and their mind, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Amen. Thank you all for listening.